usual, you guys know what time it is. The 3-Wide Max Con Podcast with EG3. It's back on airwaves once again. Eddie Brinker here in Manhattan, Kansas. Like usual, for the 3-Wide Max Con Podcast with EG3, you know what the deal is. The King World Truck Series. Yeah, the Game World Truck Series, man, I had a brain fart right there for a second. Yes, okay. Game World Truck Series, Xfinity, and the Cup Series, the previous revisions, and all the motorsports folks. This is the Atlanta / getting yourself ready to get dirty at Bristol Motor Speedway. The inaugural, I'm going to call it, the inaugural dirt race at Bristol coming up this weekend. The trucks and the Cup Series will be in full force for that one, and a lot of Cup guys in that truck race on Saturday. And of course, remember, I posted the latest edition of the podcast, the Phoenix edition. Yeah, the Phoenix edition of the podcast last Saturday. We're going to do that again, and that will get you guys ready for the doubleheader with the Truck Series in prime time Saturday night, and then of course the main event. Everybody's gonna be looking at the Cup Series race on dirt. Man, I'm antsy to see what plays out there in Tennessee. Thunder Valley is Dirt Valley at Bristol Motor Speedway, folks. A lot more on the back end of this podcast here tonight. Just a jam-packed show. And obviously the iRacing Pro Invitational Series kicked off last night as I'm recording this on March 25th, 2021. And I have my recap on that, leading up to a little bit of preview on that. Like I said, I mean, there's pretty much nothing ready to preview except for the fact that it's an open book, folks. I mean, this is wide open as it gets. I mean, yeah, the two obvious drivers, if you want to call it, are right at the top of everybody's list here going into this thing, obviously. And they've done battle at the Chili Bowl, that being Kyle Larson and Christopher Bell. But there's also a few others that came to my mind as well, listening to the NASCAR NBC podcast, that have totally slipped under the radar as well. So there's a lot more on this in the back end, second half of the podcast. Of course, at the very end, the EG3 helmet sticker of the week as well, leading in to Bristol. But we gotta rewind back, folks, for a little bit, going back to the tripleheader in the Peachtree State of Georgia. And we're gonna actually start with the Xfinity Series, since they're not racing on a dirt surface this weekend. Fall, hey, let's talk about that for a little bit. And what a turn! And this is gonna be this is gonna be the theme of the night here in the 3-Wide NASCAR Powers EG3s. We're gonna go right to the high side, folks, with the Xfinity Series and Justin Allgaier winning this race over Martin Truex Jr. last weekend. And man, roles reversal. I mean, we saw it in this race in the Xfinity Series. We saw it in the Cup Series as well. Truex and Larson in respective races were the dominant cars, but when the money was out there on the table, ready to get that paycheck cashed, it was Justin Allgaier and Ryan Blaney getting the job done there. And Justin Allgaier, man, he felt really good. The dude felt very, very, very confident, and he could outrun the 54 car, which Truex was driving in, making, oh, by the way, a special appearance in the Xfinity Series in a long-ass time. And damn it, I wanted him, to win it, but hey, I mean, you gotta adjust the car, and the 54 car wasn't as fast. I mean, he got up there, he got this bar second, though. He put on a show, that's for sure. But at the end, Justin Allgaier took advantage of what, of course, what's happened to Martin Truex Jr. when he's had dominant cars in the past 3-4 years now. You beat yourself, whether the pit crew does it or if you do it, and he beat himself speeding on pit road there. That pretty much was the game changer there. Now, if he doesn't speed there, would Justin Allgaier run him down? I don't know. To me, my honest answer, I do not know that for sure. But I do know
that you speed on pit road, put yourself behind an eight ball, you ain't getting your back, and rarely that you, the dominant car hurt beats itself and comes back from. I pretty much said it to myself pretty much here. You can't beat yourself here, and when it comes back on a commercial break, Mark Trish Jr. speeding off pit road, yeah, it's a wrap on that, but you gotta give the 7 credit here. I mean, Justin Allgaier, he was fast, all right. Well, this wasn't some fluke ass win. This was pedal to metal all day. Great, good adjustments by that team right there. And for whatever reason, the last several years, this 7 team of Junior Motorsports has gotten the bad luck bug for whatever reason to start off the season for this team, and to get the win this early and to do it against a former Cup champion at that, yeah, you gotta be proud of yourself to do it. And unfortunate circumstances off the track for that team specifically there. I can't remember his name, but we gotta keep him in our prayers. They lost a teammate last weekend. Gotta keep them in their prayers. But you know, Justin Allgaier came that over there in Atlanta for a purpose and got the job done. There's no doubt about it as well. He was fast on a short run, and definitely as the race went on, that 7 car, that Brent Chevrolet car, got stronger and stronger as the race went on there. And then I don't know if the 54, I knew they made maybe small adjustments, but not big adjustments enough to change the car much at all. So, I mean, it goes to show you. I mean, we saw it in the Cup Series as well. I mean, Kyle Larson is kicking everybody's ass in the Cup Series. I know I'm blending the two together, but like I said, this was a trending thing coming from the weekend, except for the Truck Series race where Kyle Busch was obviously, once again, a dominant truck, obviously, in the race. The Kyle Busch shows in full effect in the Truck Series. But yeah, I mean, you have to make the right calls. You got to make the right adjustments on these cars or trucks. And you have to be right when the money's right. And the 7 car was right. Ryan Blaney, we saw that. And I did not catch the end of the Cup race. I did see highlights of the end. I watched most of it. Obviously, had to go to small group on Sunday night, late afternoon. So I can't, unless my buddy has the race on, which he usually does, but we have it on March Madness right now. Well, not right now, but he had it on March Madness for the games that were the Big 12 that were playing that day, so we were kind of paying attention to that instead of the actual race that was going on. But turning around at the Cup Series race, I had my notifications on, and when I looked, finally, when I had a chance to look at my phone afterwards, my eyes were just big as an eye, by big as an owl's face. So like, Blaney, what? He won the race? Seriously? I had to do a triple take there for a second there. Yeah, Ryan Blaney, he was in the top 5, really. Top 6 for a majority of the day there. And again, Logano was right there mixing up once again in that 22, mixing up at the end of this race. That's been the thing for that 22 car this year. Can't close the deal, either that or racing hard one, but either that or on it wrecked, racing hard, getting passed by Christopher Bell or battling out of Kyle Larson, one of the two things, or one of the three choices anyways, there. So Joey Logano up there trying to get a win this season and still shut out a victory lane here in 2021, as well as Blaney gets it done there. Pretty much, you got to be good. You gotta close when you gotta close, and Ryan Blaney did that, and he actually pulled away from Kyle Larson, which was I was shocked, to be honest with you, on that, given the fact that, I mean, now, sorry, I'm bouncing all over the place, folks, but hey, I mean, we had a lot of action coming from Atlanta. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3, Eddie Greer III, here with y'all. Once again, appreciate y'all for downloading and listening to the podcast. Again, tell your friends about the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3, wherever you listen to podcasts. But yes, Blaney checked out on Kyle Larson there. Kyle Larson saying he sort of used his stuff up at the beginning of that last run there. Like I said, Kyle Larson had by far the dominant car there and somehow did not get that win. Kyle went going back to your old self a little bit from Ganassi. some of these races that, you know, in the 42 car, especially, you have to go back to a couple years ago in that 42 car, same thing. I mean, it was dominant the first two stages of the race there, and then all of a sudden, either the handling went away from that car. Jet just drew up some memories there when he lost that race. So this is not the first time Kyle Larson lost this race in that type of fashion. And when it comes to that, Darlington, that's the obvious one comes to mind there. Oh boy, and if that's anything like we saw there, but again, Kyle Larson just walked up and down the how many aero cars there were there, and then by the time came out where the money was at, Brad Keselowski stole all that money and took it to the bank there for the win. So it's all, and like I said, it's all about closing the deal, right? And you know, Larson and Truex did not do that in their respective races there. As we go back to the Xfinity Series, yeah, already marked it. Justin Allgaier, 47 laps led en route to his first win of the year. Truex led the most laps there. Big mistake, the only mistake of the afternoon there, speeding on pit road, cost him. 103 laps led by the 54 of Truex. Then you got your regular Xfinity regulars there. Harrison Burton, third, Noah Gregson, and A.J. Allmendinger. Both of them were in early access. What it looked like this would be a long day for them guys, but turns out Noah Gregson was pretty damn fast towards the end of the race of all that damage, especially when I'm out of heavy kit. I mean, obviously, they talk about the combustible bodies on these Xfinity series that they can take more crap than the Cup cars, and this is probably a perfect, obviously, another example of that. Gregson had damage all up in the front, I believe, on the left side. Oh, yeah, speaking of him, I almost forgot about Noah Gregson. More, we'll get back to him in a second. Allmendinger, fifth. Riley Herbst, sixth. Michael Annette, seventh. Justin Haley, eighth. Daniel Hemric, oh, yeah, we're going to get to him, ninth. And around the top 10 from the Xfinity Series race, the Echo Park 250, none other than Ryan Z bringing home that 39, finished in the 10th spot right there. And I want to touch on this real quick on another dust up by Noah Gregson, and this time battling out with Daniel Hemric once again. These two had a little disagreement there. Either the second to last pit stop, or it was the last pit stop. I want to say it was the second to last pit stop of this race there. And Hemric was in the way. Let's put it this way. Hemric was in the way of Gregson going into the pit box there. And then Gregson, with the way that he was acting with his race car, was not happy with it. Backs up a little bit right up in the nose, front nose of Hemric, and he gets back and is on a pit stop, and then after the checkered flag falls, Truex got distracted during his post-race interview saying, there's a fight. He was there, and this time, you remember last year, Gregson got in a little dust-up, got in a little boxing match with Harrison Burton there. He did his right-hander, did connect with Burton's face last year, but this time, comes up empty this time, swing and a miss on Daniel Hemric there. I believe his one of his PR people got a little nice shove on Daniel Hemric as well. No fine by NASCAR as well. And, you know, there's a lot of mixed bag here, folks, taking a look at Noah Gregson. I mean, obviously, you know, people saying he's a top tier talent. And do I agree with that? You know what? I'm not sure about that, to be honest with you. I'm not too sure about that. I mean, again, he should have already had a win this year. This is what happened at Homestead there, unfortunately there. The unfortunate debacle that was at Homestead there, running into the back of Davey Starr there, getting in the way, basically a quarter of a half a mile away from the white flag at Homestead, and all of a sudden the race all of a sudden just changed right there. And I mean, he's got himself in a few dust ups here in the past really, maybe, do you? Maybe you'd have just go and join Dream More Sports. I mean, people like, fans love him, people hate him. I mean, that's the mixed bag I'm talking about. And for all that, I mean, he won two races last year, the season opener at Daytona, and then, of course, knocking your own teammate out of the way, which, again, I had, at that point, last year said, you know, I had absolutely no problem with that at all. I mean, you pretty much down to the wire, whether you're racing your teammate for the win, you got to do what you got to do. And I was right on board with Gregson on that. And those two apparently had a little disagreement afterwards there on that end. And then you turn around, and of course, the whole Harrison Burton situation there. And then, of course, late in the playoffs last year, Gregson was on his way, possibly for championship or spot. Harrison Burton takes that away there with a big upset, with a big win there after what happened after the post-race Kentucky. And then now, you get in this situation here. He and Dale Hemric didn't disagree there, and Dale Hemric wasn't playing around. He went right after. I've never seen that from Dale Hemric whatsoever. There, he was pretty pissed off at Noah. So Noah roughing up feathers here, and there's people saying that stick to what he knows, and then there's other guys that have been listening to podcasts talking about, well, this might hurt his reputation again in the Cup Series, and sponsors might be backing away about my luck. I mean, Noah Gregson, obviously, when he's on, he can roll on him. That's for sure. Rolling a racetrack. That's for sure, but sometimes I think gets in his own head and then makes mistakes. I mean, the Dale Hemric wasn't really his own fault there, but sometimes makes a mistake. Again, you got to go back to Myatt Snyder last year in Las Vegas as well. Forgot to mention that as well. I mean, gets frustrated and dumps Myatt Snyder after that. And so he and Myatt Snyder had a little disagreement, and that carried over into Pocono. So, I mean, as far as talent he is, other guys know at the back of their minds that, hey, I mean, he's didn't treat me right, or I'm getting disrespected by this guy on the racetrack, so I'm going to do it to him. So Noah Gregson has put himself in some bad situations when he has a winning race car, like a Junior Motorsports, like Justin Allgaier just did last weekend. I mean, gotta keep this reference clean most of the time, young man. That's what you gotta do. Is at this point, I mean, yeah, he's a possible championship contender and all that, but you ain't gonna get to the championship four with people mad at you. And that's kind of like going to the video game, if you will, there. NASCAR Thunder, the rivals and allies, if you will. You rough up too many feathers, they're gonna remember that kind of stuff there. I know it's just a video game, but hey. Them some cars, they remember that sad stuff, and they make life miserable for you. So this is something to keep an eye on. Once again, Gregson in another dust up, going into the off break here. And I mean, who knows? I mean, obviously, I mean, Noah Gregson, I mean, if he doesn't rally back from that fourth play, he had no business finishing there. I mean, that car was in deep. That car was deep, you know what. So somehow he and Allmendinger made the most of it somehow. I mean, you're not supposed to do that on a mile and a half racetrack. Maybe on a short track, I'll give you that. Or on a mile track, but on a mile and a half fast like Atlanta, and yes, I know the tires wore out and things like that, but you ain't supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. And somehow, I mean, I give kudos to Gregson for that. That's why we should give Omnic big time credit, because that team was in trouble and they were frustrated over the radio there. So you got to give kudos to where the money's due there. But, I mean, Gregson, once again, digging himself another hole in the Xfinity Series with another Xfinity driver in Dale Hemric. Again, we're going to keep, this is not going to be the last time that these guys going to be racing headbutting on track. Let me put it this way. If things have come in the past, be on the lookout for the Dale Hemric to make hell on Noah Gregson. So this is something that I'm sure we all want to keep an eye on after they come out of the break here. Obviously, they're not going to be racing this weekend here as I'm pulling up their schedule while I'm talking here. And, oh, speaking of which, yeah, the short track series continues next weekend. Under the lights, the Xfinity series returns to Martinsville. Oh, hell yeah, baby. Hell yeah. The Cookout 250 under the lights of the Xfinity series on FS1 next week. No, that's 2 weeks, actually. I'm reading that wrong. Yeah, that's in 2 weeks there, so little bit of a two-week breather there for the Xfinity series, and then they're going to get it right back on Unlights, and I'm looking for some more Bean Bang from this Xfinity series, and yeah, particularly Noah Gregson, obviously Austin Cindric going to do it, so we'll see. I mean, Unlights is going to be something. Xfinity series returns to the paperclip for the first time in somewhat. Oh, man, they race on the... They raced once in the last, 15 years? That's a big guess from me there. But, yeah, that's the next time the Xfinity Series in 2 weeks. Not next week, but the following week after that, the Xfinity Series resumes under lights at Martinsville.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
That was a mouthful, folks. The 3Wide Podcast rolls on. We're going to the low side now real quick here with the Camping World Truck Series. As I mentioned a little earlier on the show tonight, folks, ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Busch all over it, folks. Kyle Busch winning his 60th race in the Truck Series, leading 102 laps in a walkthrough and getting... Nope, he did not get there. I just had to make sure. I thought it was 1-2 again, like it was last time, but it was not this time. Kyle Busch finished the deal on Austin Hill, a fellow Georgia native there, in the Truck Series race there. JH finishing in the third spot there. So once again, Kyle Busch Motorsports finishing in the top two to top three spots once again for the second consecutive race, but it's not 1-2, it's a 1-3 there for him. Kyle Busch Show rolls on in Atlanta. It's back on. It was back on and back on in a big way for Rowdy Busch in his own truck there. First regular, I obviously mentioned Austin Hill finishing in the second spot there. And JH finishing third. Let's just go down the line here with this top 10 here. Johnny Sauter finishing the fourth spot. That's rare territory. That's the first time I called his name inside the top five in what, over a year and some change. So, I mean, obviously, he had a rough year last year, and to see him finishing in the top five, that's big for that race team. Sheldon Creed finished in the fifth position. Sixth, Zane Smith. Ross Chastain finished seventh in the 44 truck there. Matt Crafton finished eighth. Brett Moffitt ninth, and right in the top 10, big time Stuart Friesen finished in the 10th spot right there as well. And kind of going back to Kyle Busch real quick, this was Kyle Busch's sixth win on a mile and a half racetrack in the Camping World Truck Series, no doubt. And of course, the trucks will get this party started at the dirt race at Bristol, under lights, prime time, Thunder Valley. This is going to be some show. This is going to be some show, folks. Both on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, the Pinty Truck Race on Dirt is what it's been titled. 7 Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, FS1 and MRN has coverage on that race as well. And there are a lot of Cup guys in this field. Yes, we're going to stay with the trucks here until... Oh, yeah, we're going to stay with the trucks until we hit our break here, and then we will talk Cup the rest of the way. I told you, this is a packed show. When the Pro Invitational Series happened last night there, and everything else, there are a lot of Cup guys in this field, and there's some without no experience in this field, which is also why it's going to be must-see TV. This is why I say, I mean, this thing's wide open, and we don't know what to expect, so really... There's really no need to do a preview except for the fact that there's some guys that are good on dirt and others haven't had the experience yet. And there are some in this field that could give the regulars a run for their money, like All right, so let's just go right down on here. Daniel Suarez will be in this field. Chase Briscoe's pretty good on dirt. He's in it. Let's see. Bo Wallace, a winner. Eldora winner. Hell yeah. Eldora winner with Kyle Busch Motorsports. He's going to be in this field. He's going to be driving for Spencer Davis in the 11 truck Saturday night. What you got here? Kevin Harvick. Kevin Harvick will be driving for DGR Saturday night, getting some critical laps in the 17 truck down here. Let's see what we have. Mike Steiner making a special appearance from the Xfinity Series. He's going to be there. And Ryan Newman. We saw him in Eldora last year. Yeah, we saw Ryan Newman making a couple appearances at Eldora before. He'll be there. And Kyle Larson, we all know Kyle Larson, what he can do. He's going to be in it. That's going to be a show. There, Martin Truex Jr. making a special appearance in the Kyle Busch's truck this weekend. He's going to be driving the 51. Looking forward to see what he's going to do on dirt. Obviously, we know what Stuart Friesen. He's going to be right there. Could be a tender. And his wife, Jessica, as noted on his podcast a couple weeks ago, she will be in the field as well. So that's pretty much it right there. Ben Rose, pretty good. Pretty good performances on dirt as well. And as at this moment of time, this podcast right now, the star lineups, or at least the heat races, I can pull them up in time. It looks like I will not. But yeah, the lineups were set for the truck series. I believe they're doing heat races too as well. Not really sure because my computer isn't pulling it up at the moment, so I'm going to put a pin on it right there. So I just named a handful of cup guys in this field. It's going to be some show over there in Bristol on Saturday night. Looking forward to seeing how this unfolds as well. So definitely looking forward to seeing what happens there. As well as I'm going to go ahead and pull up the standings currently heading into the Bristol race coming up on Saturday night, when this podcast will go out on Saturday morning. So it's going to be, so this will get it all started for you folks with this podcast, and then of course later on Under Lights at the dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway. All right, real quick, seriously. All right, so Jonathan Nemechek, your points leader, folks, heading in to the primetime Bristol dirt race there. He's plenty of cushion on Ben Rhodes, who is second. Sheldon Creed, Matt Crafton, in long ways between he and fifth place, Stuart Friesen. That is your top five. Heading into the prime time release Under Lights at Bristol. It's time to take our intermission right here in the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. On the other side, we'll finish our cup discussion from Atlanta. Already talked about it here tonight in the first half of the podcast. It was just come to a close right now. Ryan Blaney with the big surprise victory there. And I say surprise because I was pretty surprised there. But Ryan Blaney, he was right there all day long in time. Todd Gordon made the appropriate adjustments and put the money into the bank and cashed the check on Kyle Larson. We'll also look at the heats for the cup races as well, and talk about a little bit about some iRacing a little bit, and history. A little bit of history is going to be making as well in the Pro Invitational Series. More on that coming up on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Stay tuned.
EG3 and the 3-Wide Podcast will be back on the track after this stage break.
stuns Kyle Larson and goes on a quick trip 500 last weekend. Atlanta Motor Speedway, Blaine is getting his first victory in 2021-9. Kyle Larson, a second win this year, which could have been the first time that a repeat winner has won. Well, we might see another different winner come Bristol or any good opponent. This is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. We're going to the middle now. We haven't been in the middle group all night. We're going to it right now. Larson,
269 laps led in this race, and yet did not win the race. Alex Bowman, somebody. I might put him as a sleeper this weekend. Alex Bowman, he also knows how to run on dirt as well. He raced in the Pro Race Invitational last night as well, and a good showing there as well. Bowman, third at 40 Ally Chevy. He might be my dark horse this weekend. Go in there. Denny Hamlin, fourth, started on the pole there via Phoenix. Kyle Busch, good weekend for Kyle Busch. Fifth for Kyle Busch in the 18 car as well. Austin Dillon, Chris Buescher, William Byron, Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick. Yeah, Kevin Harvick finished 10th, but it was a long day for him. Yeah, he finished in the top 10. But he had to earn that one because he was struggling all race long in that M4 car. And yeah, that's clearly a sign that if he ain't up front leading laps doing the Harvick King stuff, that Stuart Haas Racing team, really the organization, is behind the eight ball and say they're in trouble. That's for sure they're in. When you happen to rely on, obviously, Eric Almirola, who's only has, what, 2 wins overall in the Cup Series, and he's had a consistency, but been very consistent at times. He had an episode with Anthony Alfredo on pit road, which I watched there. So when you have him not in the ball game, you have rookie Chase Briscoe there, kind of a little bit struggling a little bit, and maybe him in a Cup car on dirt, maybe he'll have a chance to be a little more competitive. I mentioned him in the first half of the podcast. In his dirt experience, I mean, he put on a hell of a show. I want to say either last year or the year before last year at Eldora before he made a mistake late to put him back in the field. He had to work his way up. He was not the same either. In one of those races, I know, because I remember listening on to the radio as well. And then you have Cole Custer there his second year. So when you having to rely on them guys, this is for me. This has been a repeat issue on the 3Wide NASCAR Power EG3 talking about this Stuart Haas team. This goes back way back when Clint Boyer was on the team. I said, I hate to be a repeating horse, but gotta go reiterate this again to y'all that Clint Boyer, same thing. I mean, when Kurt Busch, we rely on one guy that's had a lot of success in being the kingpin of this organization. And when you don't have another driver that's not up front being in the top 5, top 10, that's a problem, and it might be another problem here with this dirt thing with all four. But for the exception, probably I pull Chase Briscoe's hat out of that name here. He had a chance to do something, so we'll see. But yeah, this organization, that's been a story of Kevin Harvick the last many Atlanta races. Now we still have another one here coming up later on this summer. We'll see how that goes for that four car especially. But yeah, they're behind the eight ball for sure. Yeah, in Las Vegas they were already behind the eight ball. We'll be getting passed early on in these races as well. So yeah, that's troubling. And yep, there's the other stat for you: no laps led, none. None again whatsoever for Kevin Harvick as well. So that whole entire organization has issues right now. Matthew Benedetto's up in the top 10 for most of the day. He ended up finishing in 11th spot. Ricky Stenhouse, top 12 finish. Ryan Newman, Ross Chastain, Joey Logano. After all that, Joey Logano, 15th in the running order there. So I would have thought when Kyle Larson spoke about him late in the race, he would have finished in the top 5. Apparently, I was wrong. When looking at the rundown sheet
on Sunday night and seen his name in the 15th spot. So apparently, Joey Logano, he did not finish strong at all. He dropped back. Bo Wallace finished 16th. Daniel Sorton. And shout out Track Horse Racing. Track House. Whatever the name is there. That team got a lot of airtime. And that's huge for that team. Yeah, they finished 70s, 10th in the spot right there. The Justin Marks Pitbull led team there. But that's an attaboy right there for that 99 team. And you will see it kind of get carried this moment. Obviously, this dirt thing is going to be another beast in itself. But yeah, Daniel Suarez, they're pressing. I thought they were going to pull out of the top. Doesn't finish. When I left, they were right there in the top 10. When going to my buddy's house for a small group. So, yeah, a lot of things change when you move from house to house, I guess. I should be expecting that from now on, because things change when you go to another house and things don't go the way that you're supposed to expect. Speaking of which, Cole Custer is 18th. McDowell, top 20 run in 19th. And there's that other car, Eric Almirola of Stewart Haas Racing, finished in the 20th spot. Others to note here, Royal Course race winner, Christopher Bell, 21st there. Eric Jones, 24th. Tyler Wright, I thought Tyler Wright was going to be much of a factor. He hit the wall too early in the race, killed his afternoon, 26th. Brad Keselowski, 28th in this running order here in the Quick Trip Folds of Quick Trip Honor 500 there. And there's two more names down here at the very bottom of this list. Chase Elliott had an engine go up in smoke, 38th for him and for the defending champ. And then Kurt Busch was in the top five solidly after stage one, gets taken out by Denny Hamlin. Beginning of stage two, frustrated Kurt Busch. He finished shotgun through the field.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Dirt race. The inaugural dirt race. I'm going to call it the inaugural dirt race at Bristol Sunday afternoon on Fox. The much anticipated race, probably, other than the championship four race. And there's going to be a lot of anticipated races. Obviously, a Circuit of Americas comes to my mind as well down here at Texas. Now, I live 6 hours away from there, but that could interfere with my vacation as well, because I'm supposed to be going on vacation around that time as well. So I was looking forward to possibly making something happen there, but that might not happen due to to conflicting schedules there. There's that one. There's the Indianapolis Roval Course race for the Cup Series. Obviously, the Xfinity Series light race last year put on a show there. There's another, and I think Road America is another one I'm excited about. So this one right here, I think it tops it all right here, because the fact that pretty much, I'd probably say 80% of the NASCAR fans did not like it. I mean, obviously, I mean, this could go one of two ways. And again, I'm mixing it up here on a 3-Wide NASCAR title, EG3. This could be go one of two ways. This could be a hell of a show right here. Good racing, side-by-side race that we're custom seeing on dirt. And personally for me, I've never been to a dirt race, so not in person. Now, I've seen Eldora races, and I've seen majority of highlights and watching many races of dirt, but I've never been in person to see it in person, live in person. So this could be a hell of a show, or this could be a shit show. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Yeah, excuse me, but this could be a hell of a show. This is gonna be an absolute garbage shit show. So we'll see. I mean, obviously, Cup cars. This is gonna be, I mean, Cup cars. Hey, these are different machines. And this is going to be something. Obviously, we're going to have qualifying heat races leading up to this thing as well. So obviously, starting lineup is going to be this is going to be started with starting lineups as well here. As I'm going to go ahead and switch over screens here while I'm talking. But yeah, definitely, this is going to be really intriguing. And there's no stats. There's nothing to really, I mean, this is the first time for, well, not first time for guys like Christopher Bell or Kyle Larson, any of those guys. And I just mentioned Alex Bowman as well here. Let's see if I can. That's the truck races. Yeah, so I want the cup races. So, yeah, that. So the cup races, obviously, let's see. I'm probably going to end up reading the rules here for you guys here, for those of you who are trying to understand what is going to be happening this weekend as well. Alright, this actually goes for the truck series races as well. You're sitting in the 3-wide NASCAR pilot EG3. We're going back to the lower group, the fast group, all the way around their racetrack here, folks. And we still have, don't forget, stay tuned for the EG3 helmet sticker of the week here. And this one was, again, another tough. This, these things are tough. That's why I do honorable mentions every week, because you have guys that have done things, run good throughout the race, and get good finishes as well. So, all right, so this is kind of, I'm reading some notes here that I picked off from NASCAR.com, and I'm going to do this right here. So, all right, so the format this weekend, obviously, with the, I'm just going to read it from the top. All right, so the qualifying race lineups for this weekend's Food City Dirt Race at 2:30 on Fox, 3:30 Eastern Time. And of course, the Cup Series were determined by random draw. And with, all right, so look at this. Quinn Houff, Brad Keselowski, Alex Bowman, Corey LaJoy, they will lead the field in these green, in these heat races, respectively. Quinn Houff, the first one. Brad Keselowski, the second one. Alex Bowman, the third. Corey LaJoy, the final and last one as well. This is going to be 4 15-lap qualifiers. Four of them. 4 15-lap qualifying. Well, 15 laps in these qualifying races as well. And then right down the line in NASCAR Cup Series and the Kimball Truck Series. Like I just said, 4 qualifying races with 15 laps each. Only green flag laps will count. Cautions will not count. They will not count. So, green flag laps only, and actually, no overtime rule will be in effect for these, but the free pass and waiver round procedures will remain. Starting laps listed below, well, actually, starting laps that I'm going to read, read here from the other screen, has been determined random draw when this podcast comes out on Saturday. I'm trying to make sure. Yeah, when these heat races, I think, yeah, so I think they're going to be on Saturday, I'm thinking, I'm not wholly sure about that. Yeah, so anyways, I'm going to keep moving on. Obviously, the main race starting line will be determined by a formula that weighs finishing position plus positions gained during each qualifying race. Drivers finishing first in their respective qualifying race will earn 10 points. Second place earns 9 points. Third earns 8. And so forth. You know what the deal is when coming to the normal races, when these points are passed out. Additionally, drivers earn 1 passing point for each position gained in their qualifying race. There are going to be no points deductions or negative points for drivers who lose positions in their qualifying race as well. And to kind of put a bow to this, these points that I've been talking about, that I've been reading off, will not count towards championship standing. So that's the underline that one, folks, ladies and gentlemen, that these points will not count towards championship as well. So yeah, so I'm recording this Thursday night, and race up, it's already over, because I'm right now 9:20 Central Time as I'm recording the second half of the podcast here. So we're halfway through the second half of the podcast, by the way. So, all right. So, qualifying races here. Quinn Houff. This is going to be funny. Woo! Quinn Houff. Kyle Larson in your front row for the opening qualifying race. Ryan Newman, Denny Hamlin. Row 2, Mark Truex Jr., Bubba Wallace there. Eric Jones, Anthony Alfredo, Shane Gobeluk, and Kurt Busch in race 1. There, you got to go to race 2 now. Brad Keselowski, Mike Millar, Daniel Suarez, Trackhouse Racing. Okay, I did say it right. I thought it was Track Horse for whatever reason. Yeah, my mind's already there. I mean, yep, it's getting to that time. Michael McDowell, Josh Palicki, William Byron, your Pro Series iRace winner from last night, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Christopher Bell, Austin Dillon, there's some heavy hitters here, and Chris Buescher in race two. Boy, there's some heavy hitters in the second duel, in the second race right here. Go to race three. Bowman leads the field. J.J. Yaley, somebody you're going to deal with. Ty Dillon. I said, this is gonna, I'm opening my eyes right here. This is open book right here. We don't know what's going to happen in these races. And that's why we're going to have to tune in to Fox to find out how this thing goes. Ty Dillon, Kevin Harvick, Tyler Reddick, Cole Custer, Cody Ware, Eric Almirola, Joey Logano, Ryan Preece. I'm reading these from 1 to 10. So that's race three right there. Bowman and Yaley up front first. And then your final to last. Lastly here, this one only has 9 cars in it. Corey LaJoie, Matty D, Chris Windham, Kyle Busch, Ross Chastain, Stuart Friesen going to be making an appearance in the Cup Series before Spire Motorsports. Sunday, doing double duty. Ryan Blaney, your recent winner in the Cup Series. Chase Elliott, getting some dirt experience in the offseason. And, well, Chase Elliott's had prior to his dirt excursion this past offseason. He raced in dirt, which I did not know about that. So, Chase Elliott, your defending champion and Cup champion. And shotgun Chase Briscoe. So that's your draw right there for the qualifying races. That's going to be something right there to watch right there. Obviously, when this comes out, official starline will not have it right there. And I mentioned earlier in the first half of the show, obviously, I tried to get a truck series up here. Didn't do it. Now I have it up here. So let's go ahead and go back to the truck series, folks, real quick to run down the qualifying races here for this weekend. Leading up to the big show in prime time for the trucks Saturday night. We already reeled off the Cup Series already. Let's just run. It's hammer down time, folks. So Mike Millar, pole position, Tate Fogelman, Jake Griffin, Chase Purdy, Stuart Friesen, Tyler Ingram, Chandler Smith, Bubba Wallace doing double duty. Austin Wayne himself, Kevin Harvick, Austin Hill. And that's 11 trucks in that first qualifying race right there. Maya Snyder leading the field in race number 2. Ryan Truex, Johnny Sauter, Tanner Gray, Park Kligerman. We're going to have the Truex boys in this one. Mark Truex Jr. in it. J.H., John Hunter Nemechek, Jessica Friesen, Jennifer Jo Cobb, Matt Crafton, Timothy Peters. Timothy Peters, somebody you probably need to pay attention to on a dirt track as well this weekend. He put up some good numbers at Eldora. That's race two right there. Race number 3, Haley Deegan on P1 to start off this heat. Carson Hoche, I'm saying it wrong because they said it right on the Atlanta podcast, but I'm going to go ahead and roll with my saying of Carson Hochaver, Rafael Lassard, Trevor Collins, Grant Inminger, Brett Moffitt, Spencer Boyd, Daniel Suarez, Kyle Larson, Norm Benning, Chase Briscoe. That's some heavy hitters right there in race 3 with Larson and Briscoe. That could be a hell of a show there. And then finally, your last qualifying race there to kind of summarize the starting lineup. J.R. Hefner on pole. Todd Gilliland, Ryan Newman, Andrew Gordon, Cody Roball, Zane Smith, Danny Bone, Sheldon Creed. Sheldon Creed now. Let's not forget now. Sheldon Creed's pretty good on dirt races, so we gotta pay attention to him. He's gonna be right up there with the Cup boys. Cody Erickson, Ben Rhodes, and Derek Krause caps off race 4 starting lineup there as well. So these heat races, all that is going to jumble up and enter in your starting overall lineup for these races. So man, it's gonna be some show. Gotta tell you something, man. There's some big names on the regulars. And they're big names in the dirt racing world as well that I'm not familiar with as well. So there's a lot of racing to pay attention to, obviously, there. And we're going to find out who survives Dirt Valley. Bristol Motor Speedway is usually called, quote unquote, Thunder Valley. We're going to call this Dirt Valley, baby, this weekend with the trucks and Cup Series getting down and getting dirty. this weekend at the dirt race. So that's kind of your heat races. And we, again, I do not have a strong lineup at the Corners podcast, obviously, because they have not done their heat races yet. So gonna be something here come this weekend, folks. Eddie Gritter III, appreciate y'all for tuning into the 3Wide NASCAR Pilot EG3. And real quick, before we get into our last of the show with the EG3 Helmet Sticker of the Week, I mentioned William Byron winning last night. Saw some highlights here and there. William Byron, last year, right? iRacing, right? During the pandemic. Won a couple races last year, including the pavement, the concrete, the old-fashioned concrete at Bristol on iRacing. Well, he is the king of iRacing. Put all them damn hours and stuff like that. William Byron already has got, remember, William Byron's already got a win this year in the Cup Series at backing up the Homestead a few weeks ago. Well, he picks up right where he left off in iRacing and wins on concrete and wins on dirt. William Byron winning that race last night. And we had some, couple of good former winners who winning some heats. That included some of these back markers. I mean, we talked about this last year. Some of these back markers, like a Timmy Hill. Timmy Hill was on my Twitter feed all over the place for not being included in a startup for whatever reason. I believe because his car, whatever, wasn't computerized or wasn't entered into the field for whatever reason. This was a guy, Timmy Hill, made headlines last year in iRacing, so I don't know why he would not be in the field. But James Davison won heat one, and I believe that, yeah, he won heat one. That was a big headliner in this thing. James Davison, seriously? he won heat one in this thing as well. But your runner up here, Tyler Reddick, finishing in the second spot there, followed by Christopher Bell, Garrett Smithley. Again, these guys, Garrett Smithley, made headlines as well last year. Very impressive in the iRacing Pro Invitational Series. Last year, he finished in the fourth spot. And shout out James Davison, finishing in the fifth spot right there. Shout out to them as well. And then the back end of this top 10, Alex Bowman, again, he's going to be my sleeper this weekend. Kyle Larson, Timmy Hill, after all that, Timmy Hill finishing in the top 10 there. Good for him. Eighth, Ross Chastain and Joey Gase. Man, so some of these back markers that you hear in the back end of the field, it's been a theme. They're very impressive when it comes to these iRacing stuff. So, again, you got to give them the proper shout-out right there. Finishing in the top 10 right there. Yeah, so, and then, yeah, like I mentioned here, yeah, Timmy Hill, he had a hell of a day yesterday, not in the field as well, and originally it was back his, or I think it was supposed to be Austin Cindric, was supposed to be in the field for the race, and all that chaos happened and everything else, and a lot of people weren't happy, and I wasn't either, so, yep, Timmy Hill finally getting in there, and having a nice, solid effort right there in the iRacing series. And also, I mentioned history. Don't want to leave you guys hanging with that. Well, the iRacing series announced yesterday that Chicago will be the first street course race in the Pro Invitational Series June 2nd. This is going to be something. This is going to be pretty sweet already. With it, Chicago, they're going to be the first street course race in the Pro Iris Invitational Series June 2nd. Mark that down. That's big. And for all it's worth, I mean, we have a lot of road courses this year. The next one is COTA in a couple of months as well. I'm definitely looking forward to that as well. And looking forward to this as well. See how this turns out as well. And there's been some discussion about street course racing one day. Any actual stuff, but this is the start right here, folks, with Chicago. Virtual street course race in Chicago, June 2nd, virtually, folks. That is going to be that's going to be epic, folks. So another historic marker coming in the iRacing Pro this series right there. All right, man, this has been a hell of a show here in the 3Wide NASCAR Pops EG3. So much to talk about. We're going to have a lot to talk about coming out of Bristol. That is for sure, and I could be lining up a guest to talk about all that. So definitely looking forward to that as well. We haven't had a guest in a little bit of a while, so I've been working on the side to get a guest back on here as well. So I'm definitely leaning towards doing that, and hopefully I finalize this weekend as well. So definitely looking forward to some post-Bristol Dirt commentary. That's for sure, because we're going to have a lot to talk about coming out of there. So, woo! Time for the EG3. You know what time it is, folks. EG3 helmet sticker time of the week. If I can switch it back to where I had it before, that would be fantastic. All right, so just a, once again, EG3 helmet stickers. You know how I start off with. Going to start off with the honorable mentions of the week here. Obviously, run them down real quick, obviously. But, hey, yeah, I give some shout-out to you real quick. And for one, I just said his name a few moments ago. The only person, well, actually two of them here, I'm going to say. One of them, Johnny Sauter, finished fourth. This is the momentum that you need. And he's not that bad on dirt. So, Johnny Sauter looking to make some noise here down the stretch here. We're going to Bristol here, Saturday night with the trucks. So we'll see if he can carry that positive momentum that he desperately needed into this race. I know, yes, dirt is a whole other animal. So we'll see what happens on the dirt race. And another guy I'm giving honorable mention to, Carson Hochaver, who's up in the back end of this top 10 at one point in this race. I know, again, I brought you the last thing, but you guys know how to stick with me. You're going to have to stick with me here on this one. So he gets it. He finished 12th in a truck race last weekend over on the Xfinity side as well. And yeah, I got to give the honorable mentions here, the comeback kids on this one. Allmendinger in a wreck. He and Gregson were both in the wreck, early wreck. And I thought it was going to be long days, especially really for Gregson, because I thought he was really in trouble, like I talked about in the first half of this podcast. But instead, he ended up being right, not only in the top five, but running as fast as Martin Truex Jr. at several points late in this race here. They get honorable mentions along. I'm going to throw in Harrison Burton in as well. EG3 honorable mention, very, very quiet third. And he was up there in the top five all race long. Impressive for Harrison Burton as well. And on the Cup side here, this was really, really tight as well. Already mentioned this guy on multiple occasions here. But this is going to be a lot as well. It's going to be three as well here. I'm going to go start off with Austin Dillon. Austin Dillon finishing in sixth. EG3 honorable mention. He going about his business. He was right up there in the mix in the second half. Pretty much from late first half on, that three car was up there passing some cars. So he gets an honorable mention as well. He and Alex Bowman. Again, Bowman the 48 finished third. Again, I've already talked about him multiple points tonight on the podcast. If you have not been paying attention, I'm not going to say it again. But Bowman third. And then finally, yes, Ryan Blaney gets an honorable mention. You probably guys are disappointed about that. But Ryan Blaney closing it out and spoiling what could have been a multi-year, at least for the moment, because Kyle Larson could very well win the Cup race on dirt on Sunday. But for now, he's just a one-time winner. But Blaney joined the many drivers to get their first of 2021. That is, I want to say that's six different winners. That's six different winners. If I count that right, McDowell, Christopher Bell, William Byron, Kyle Larson, Martin Tripp Jr., Ryan Blaney. Yep, I can count all six fingers, folks. That's right. Ryan Blaney, the sixth different winner. And we could have a seventh, or will Kyle Larson come back in revenge point here and get his double digit, or actually his another win here early on in the season? But Kyle Larson did collect more playoff points here for himself for later on in the fall. But that leaves the EG3 helmet sticker of the week, and it only leaves, if you have been paying attention to this point, it leaves only one person left here, and that is Justin Allgaier. What a performance from here, really, from after first pit stop on. I mean, you can see this car getting stronger and stronger as the race went on as well, and then he pounced when Martin Truex Jr. made the pit road. That's what you gotta do. when somebody makes a mistake, you gotta jump on the wheel and grab it. And that's what Justin Allgaier did. And the right adjustments, and Justin Allgaier held Martin Truex Jr. off every time Truex would get close. Allgaier would answer right back with a fast lap and pull right away from him. And yeah, when it was like 5-6 laps to go, I said Martin's not gonna get there. I mean, Justin Allgaier is driving his ass off, and Justin Allgaier definitely earned that win. Bristol, we got Bristol coming up, folks. Saturday and Sunday, that's gonna be some show, folks, on FS1 and Fox. Justin Allgaier, EG3, have a sticker of the week.
Sports podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3 wide.